Thank you for calling as you were. For quality assurance, this call may be recorded.
Hello.
Oh, hi, Ernie. It's Tina from Local Splash. How are you?
Hi.
Hi.
How's it going?
I'm doing great. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. So,
hey, I tried to make that payment, and I don't know, my card wasn't letting me make it for some reason. So I got to fix something at my bank, or I guess. I don't know. Maybe the card has expired?
Well, that's exactly what it's showing. It's a Visa ending in 9623. But it's saying that we have an error with the expiration. So I have 11/27. What do you have on your end for the expiration?
I have to look. But I think you're right. I don't think it's expired yet. So I have to figure out what's going on or why it's not working.
Well, when we get that error, sometimes what it means is the first card isn't expired, but maybe for some reason the bank sent you another one, and then that voids out the first expiration. So it could be that they sent you an updated one or something like that, and then this expiration wouldn't work anymore. You know what I mean?
I understand. Well, yeah. I'll go ahead and figure it out and contact y'all and pay for it.
Okay.
Still got a little bit of time here today. I got to get this heater core hose on the truck so I can see if I can get home. And I only have an hour and a half to get over there and buy the hose because one of my trucks, the heater core hose, got bypassed there working on it, but they didn't put it back. So what that means is that I can't defrost all the ice on the windshield and I won't be able to see.
Oh, no. That's horrible.
Yeah.
You gotta get that taken care of.
I'm trying to get over to the shop, but I'm not trying to ignore y'all. I'm just a little busy.
Okay, unless is there another card that you could use in the meantime? Because you could always put that one back on file once you straighten it out.
I imagine I can switch it on the website, yeah?
Yeah, you can. You can go on to the client dashboard and switch it. Because my only trepidation is that this account has been past due since December 19th. And another payment is going to hit in 4 days on January 19th. And I don't want you to have two payments close together like that. So what I can do is once we get this payment, I can push the next one out 30 days. That way you don't have to worry about the payment on the 19th. I can't do that while the account's in a past due status. But once the payment's up to speed, I can then push the next one out 30 days.
I understand. Okay. I'm a little busy today. What about tomorrow? Can we do this tomorrow?
Yep. Tomorrow. All right. I'll give you time because that'll be the 16th. So we'll be still good to go. Okay. You want me to call you back tomorrow then?
Yeah. Or I'll call you. Or you can call me. We'll try to figure it out tomorrow.
All right. I'll look at the account around the same time tomorrow. If I haven't heard from you by then, I'll just follow up. Okay.
Thank you.
All right. You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Bye.